Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, when the time is right. Someone's been taking care of Kim Jong-il's people in North Korea. Someone has surrounded that nation with intercessions to God. Someone has found the exit for many thousands of her citizens. That same someone has been at the other end of the journey as refugees run to China-based Christians. Someone has been sending in food and clothes and Bibles and tracts. That someone is, of course, Jesus. Mr. Kim needs to know that the Jesus he squelches and whose word he consigns to the flames or the garbage is the very one who is caring for North Koreans day and night. That's who Jesus is. That's the kind of thing he does. Do we think for one moment that our God is emaciated and weak like the starving Koreans that Kim enslaves? That he's unable to rise up and with the breath of his mouth incinerate Pyongyang in a moment? He's done too many mighty works for us to think that. There is a show of strength that is even greater than the meeting out of deserved judgment. It is the restraint of a loving God who will do nothing before the exact time has arrived. It is a God who waits for people to repent, as he waited for the evil Canaanites, then the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Romans. All great powers have been given their chance to change, but eventually judgment came. And in the midst of their prospering, God was prospering too. Inside Egypt, inside Babylon, inside Rome and subsequent Romanism, God grew his people. Then he manifested to the world what he was doing and received the glory for what he had done. Someone needs to tell the Kim government that their power is granted them only for a time. God is even now growing a people inside those prison walls, inside every concentration camp, inside every jail, every holding center for repatriated citizens. Are some of the people of God. Their moment of manifestation will come. The government will fall. God's people will rise. History is clear. God's word is always more powerful than the chains of men. On an even grander scale, the Bible says that the entire planet is awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. We're a people in exile. We're the scum right now. Although a few of our people seem to shine and be acceptable, by and large, our message, our Christ, is rejected, hated, beaten, imprisoned. But the one who, behind the scenes, has been also our healer, our provider, our comforter, will one day make not only his people appear, but himself. He will return. Judgment will fall, and we will be caught up to him to reign over the planet. A fairy tale ending, you say? Of course. Where'd the fairy tales ever get such ideas in the first place? From the hope that springs eternal in the promises of God. We really do win, Mr. Kim. Evil really shall be rewarded. God's people really will shine forever. So be patient, people of God. Force is not an option for us, neither is defeat. Give it to God. He'll bring the outward victory in his time. He'll give you the inner victory this very day. Thank you for listening. For a written copy of what you've just heard, go to my homepage right here at Sermon Audio. And from the main page, just type in Chosun, C-H-O-S-U-N, or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on the word weblog. On my homepage, you're going to be able to access all the written and audio Bible teachings I've put on Sermon Audio down through the years, and a whole lot of information about North Korea and ways you can help that nation. please pray with me that God would have His way in Chosun and in your life and in my life too. God bless you today.